السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا بما أنزل الله قالوا نؤمن بما أنزل علينا ويكفرون بما وراءه وهو الحق مصدقا لما معهم. قل فلم تقتلون أنبياء الله من قبل إن كنتم مؤمنين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We're at the 91st ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, and the discussion with Bani Israel is close to an end. The discussion that Allah Azza wa Jal begins with the words Ya Bani Israel is approaching its end soon. And here Allah Azza wa Jal mentions one of the final most obnoxious claims that were made in justification of not believing in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by a group among them. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ. When it was said to them, whenever it was said to them, come to believe in what Allah has sent down. Come to believe in what Allah has sent down. قَالُوا نُؤْمِنُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا. We believe in what was sent upon us. There are a couple of things in the language here without getting technical. One, of course, the obvious meaning, we'd rather believe in the revelation we were given. But also the alayna as opposed to ilayna here implies that we are committed to the revelation that we were given. That we are actually holding fast to the commandments and the laws that were given to us, so no thank you. It is not like we're selling them any short. Now Allah Azza wa Jal adds, وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَاءَهُ. While they disbelieve in what they've left behind them, what is behind it. In other words, this revelation, the Qur'an that has come down, what is behind it is At-Tawrat, Al-Injil. And Allah says, even though they say we're committed to what was sent to us, the truth of it is, they even have kufr in what was sent to them. Now that kufr has been explained already in a couple of ways. One, of course, they denied the Injil altogether. They rejected Isa alayhi salam. Two, the book that they were also given, they made changes in it. If that's not kufr, what is? Right? So even the ayat before, بِئْسَمَشْتَرَوْ بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ أَنْ يَكْفُرُوا. That what a horrible way what they sold themselves for, that they would disbelieve in what Allah sent down. They've done that before when they changed the book. So this is what Allah Azza wa Jalla is referring to now again. وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَاءَهُ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ. And it is the truth confirming what is with them. In other words, if you're saying you're so committed to your book, then a natural consequence of that should be that you believe in this truth. That is confirming what your book has. If you really want to commit to your book, then your book is telling you to believe in this one. The good news of this book, the Qur'an, is already there in your own. So, وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ. قُلْ فَلِمَ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنْبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ. Now Allah turns to the questioning and the interrogation. Really, you hold on to your book? You're committed to the revelation that was given to you? Answer the following. Then why did you kill the prophets of Allah? فَلِمَ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنْبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Much before this. You know, this is not the first time you're opposing. Not only oppose, you've actually plotted to, and in some cases even killed the prophets of Allah. What part of your book told you to do that? In kuntum mu'minin. If in fact you have such iman, if you're saying we believe in what was sent down, we have full faith in it, what part of your faith told you to kill the prophets? You see what a sharp question this is? And then Allah says, okay, you know what? Forget about the prophets. Let's take it a step further. Look at how the argument will build. The Israelites, of course, they had many prophets. But which prophet do they identify their beginnings as a nation with? With Musa alayhi salam. Not only did you kill all of the many of the prophets, how about answer this one? وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Forget all the other prophets. Even Musa came to you with clear signs. ثُمَّ تَخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. And even after that, he came with clear signs. Even after him, you were holding on to the calf and worshipping it. You were willing to do shirk in his face, and this is the messenger that you take pride in and you attribute to your identity to. Even in his face, you were willing to disobey. What commitment of a book? What are you talking about? You see how Allah is building the argument? First, you were committing crimes against prophets. Not even just any prophet, even against Musa alayhi salam, it's gone a step further. So, wa antum zalimun. Well, clearly you were the ones who were doing wrong. You were the wrongdoers. Okay, you know what? Not even Musa alayhi salam. Let's take it even a step further. You're so committed to belief, you say, huh? You hold on to your book. Let's see what else, what other criticism Allah Azza wa Jalla has for them. He says, wa idha khadna mithaqakum wa rafa'na fawqakum at-tur. When we took the covenant from you, remember the word mithaq? A promise that is made where the one taking the promise realizes the seriousness of it. In this case, Allah didn't say Musa took the covenant from you. What did He say? Allah Himself. We ourselves took the covenant from you. We raised the mountain of Tur above you. The first ayah showed you had disregard for prophets. You had to kill them. The second ayah showed even the greatest ulul azam among them for you, Musa alayhi salam. Now forget the prophets. You didn't even show regard to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَإِذَا خَذْنَا مِثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ. I told you, Allah is saying, we are the ones who told you, hold on to what we have given you with great strength. Now this was mentioned before too, in the same surah. خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Remember what is in it so you can have taqwa. We had lessons from that. But now Allah is criticizing them. So He mentions something that is truly critical of their response to this commandment. Now listen to what Allah said. Hold on to what we have given you with great strength. Take it seriously, hold on to it, no matter how hard you think it is to hold on to this book. No matter how unpopular you think it is, how difficult it gets, what societal pressures may be, hold on to it with great strength. What response did you have to Allah? Remember, this is not a response to Musa, or to prophets, or to the Messenger of Allah. This is their response to Allah Himself. What did they say? قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. They said, we heard and we disobeyed. We heard and we disobeyed. They said that to Allah. And look, notice the transition in the ayah. Allah Azza wa Jal began, وَإِذَا خَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَلَمْ يَقُلْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ. He didn't say their covenant. He said your covenant. So He was talking to them, right? Your covenant. And we raised the mountain of Tur above you. We told you to hold on to the book. But when it came to the part where they disobeyed Allah, it disgusts Allah so much, He doesn't even talk to them anymore. He says, they said we heard and disobeyed. He doesn't even say you said. You know, this is called tab'id in Arabic. You're so disgusted with the one you're talking to, you'd rather not even address them in the second person. You mention them in the third. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. They said we heard and we disobeyed. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Then in their hearts, their hearts, inside their hearts, the love of worshipping the calf was poured into it. Allah is telling us something very powerful here. When you are willing to be this obnoxious with Allah, Allah will give you the worst kind of punishment. And you know what is being described as the worst kind of punishment? A passionate love for shirk will be poured into your heart. That's the worst thing that can happen to you. Now you are a die-hard mushrik, and you will die hard, right? So this is poured into, the love of that calf was poured into you. You became passionate about holding on to it, about holding on to its worship. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. قُلْ. Now the messenger is being commanded. Allah doesn't address them directly anymore. So even if they're going to be addressed, they will be addressed in the second person, not directly by Allah here, but through the Messenger of Allah. So the qul is important here. Qul, you tell them now. I'm too angry to tell them directly. Now you tell them. Qul, bi'sa ma ya'murukum bihi imanukum. What horrible things your iman tells you to do. Because remember in the first ayah they said, we don't have iman in you. We don't have faith in you because we already have faith in what we were given. Then Allah made a list of things. This is what your faith tells you? Really a horrible things your iman tells you to do. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. If in fact you are mu'mineen. This is sarcasm in the Qur'an. It's like Allah saying at the end, what an awesome iman you have. Wow, what are the wonderful things your iman got you to do, huh? So بِئْسَمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِمَانُكُمْ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. What horrible things your iman tells you, commands you to do, if in fact you are true believers. This is Allah's direct criticism against them. And then you're going to find amazing transition, inshallah ta'ala, we'll discuss it tomorrow, where from here on Allah starts commenting about them to His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Doesn't address them anymore. He just starts talking to His Messenger and gives him sallallahu alaihi wasallam commentary about their attitudes and how he should be dealing with them. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Hakim wa nafa'ni wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikr al-Hakim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.